Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Everywhere to everybody that's tuning in all across the world, thank you for listening to another episode of the Business Makeover with your host, your homegirl, none other than business coach Sharice Riley. It's such an honor and a privilege to be before you guys tonight, bringing you some more great information to help you get started in business or to restart your business. We've been talking about an array of different topics on our show over the past few weeks, from starting a coaching business, starting a speaker's business, starting in direct sales. I mean, we've talked about some of everything so far. You've written in with some dynamic questions that we've been able to answer. And we're so excited that you keep tuning in week after week to get more information so that you can have the best business, a successful business, and a profitable business. So tonight, we're going to kind of back up a little bit, and we're going to get down to the basics about a couple of things. Tonight, we are going to talk about the steps that it takes to actually start a business. And I know you're probably saying, well, why do we need to go through that? Because on last week, I've talked to so many people who were entrepreneurs or wanted to be entrepreneurs who did not know the basic steps of what they needed to do to actually start their business off the right way. They thought, well, okay, well, I got a name and, you know, I'm in business. I got some business cards printed up and, you know, I opened me up a Facebook business page and I'm on LinkedIn and I got my business name and I got some flyers done up and I've rented an office space and I'm ready to go. Well, there's so much more to being an entrepreneur. There's so much more to having your own business or even deciding to start your own business than that. And so I'm going to start breaking this down. So for the next couple of weeks, we are going to focus just on this particular topic. What do I need to do to start a business? Everything, thinking of everything from finding out is entrepreneurship actually for you, questions that you need to ask yourself before getting started, steps that you need to take in actually starting your business, understanding your market, business data and statistics, the different types of business, how to find yourself a mentor, a counselor, or a coach, questions that you need to ask about starting a business, and then all of the different things such as how to create your business plan, choosing your business structure, choosing and registering your business, obtaining your business license and permits, learning about business law regulations, how to finance your business, also exploring loans, grants, and funding, filing and paying your taxes. That's right. You cannot be an entrepreneur if you don't want to pay taxes. You do not want them to come and knock on your door. They'll come knock on your door. They'll go through your house. They'll have the legal right to look through all of your receipts, everything in your house, seize your possessions, and take you to jail if you don't pay your taxes. Also, choosing location, equipment, and then if you are going to have the type of business where you will then have employees, I'm going to also take you through some information on how to hire and retain employees. So this series that we're about to embark on, I'm telling you guys, it's going to be absolutely dynamic. So this is not just for those that are already that are looking to start a business. This is also for that individual that might have already started their business, but maybe have not started it the right way. You know, And it's never too late to make it over. That's why the name of the show is what? Business Makeover. That's right. It's never too late to start again. It's never too late to go back to the drawing board and start implementing the steps that we might have skipped over. Okay? So that's what this show is about. It's to help you find those steps that you might have skipped over and be able to implement them, because what do you want to do when you have a business? It's very important to have an extremely strong foundation. Why do we need a strong foundation in business? You need a strong foundation when you're going to start a business or if you're going to be in business, because at the end of the day, reality is this: life is going to happen. The market goes up and it goes down. You know what I'm saying? The financial industry, it changes like the wind. And if you live in Texas, you understand what I mean. Just like we can experience every season within 1 week, that's how it is in having a business. Some months you're going to be profitable, you're going to be doing good, you're not going to have a problem with getting clients or getting customers, depending on what your business is. And then there are going to be some months it's going to be like, oh my God. So it's so important that when you start your business that you build it on the right foundation so that you are able to still survive during those downtimes, during those times when everything is not popping and everything is not running as smoothly, and also during the growth spurts. Why? Because in business, we want to grow. That's why we get in business, right? None of you all that are in business right now decided to start your business with the mindset that 20 years from now, I want to be exactly where I am right now. No, if you started off with a storefront location, with one client, one customer, one account, you know, one project, 20 years from now, I'm sure you probably want way more than what you have, which means you have to go through growing pains, expansions, and all of those things. So we want to make sure that you have everything you need. So I know you're probably saying, okay, Sharice, let me get down to the basics. So go ahead, get your notebook, get your pen, get your recorder, get whatever you need to get out, and let's take down some great notes, some great information that's going to help you get your business done the right way, okay? So you're going to basically make a little checklist for yourself. So as I'm going through the information and going through the tips over the next few weeks, you'll be able to check off whether or not, okay, yep, I've done that, I've satisfied that, you know, that's good, or okay, I didn't do this, so I need to go back and I need to check this and I need to make sure I implement this. So you'll be able to use the information that's being provided to you today and throughout the next few weeks on our show to see what you've done, what you've implemented, and what you need to be in place, put in place, okay? So the first thing that we are going to talk about on today's show and how to start your business is the first thing you need to know when you're thinking about starting a business, or even if you're already in business, you got to ask yourself, is entrepreneurship really for me? And I'm going to say that again. Is entrepreneurship really for me? Is it for you? Is it for you? So when you're starting your own business, it's exciting. It's rewarding. It's a great experience. There are so many advantages of being your own boss. It's advantages with setting your own schedule, making a living, doing what you love, what you're passionate about, becoming successful. But if you are going to be a successful entrepreneur, it is going to require thorough planning, creativity, and guys, a lot of hard work. And what does hard work mean? That means it requires action. It's more than just a thought. It's more than just a vision. It's more than just a dream now. It's more than writing it down on a piece of paper. It's more now than just putting it on a vision board with pretty pictures. It's going to require you to do some work. So I want you to consider whether or not you have these following characteristics and skills that are associated with being an entrepreneur and being a successful one. Number one, are you comfortable with taking risks? Okay? So being your own boss, what that basically means is that you are the one that's making all of the decisions. The tough decisions, the easy decisions, the decisions that's going to have people not wanting to talk to you, the decisions that's going to make people upset with you, the that's going to make them mad with you. Are you comfortable with being that person? Okay? Because entrepreneurship, let's be real, it involves uncertainty. And if you are a person who avoids uncertainty in your life at all costs, you know, if you are that person, if you try to steer clear of uncertain things, then I can tell you right now, entrepreneurship may not be the best fit for you. If you like the cookie cutter way of life, then being an entrepreneur may not be for you because there are a lot of uncertainties in being an entrepreneur. Okay, so if you enjoy the thrill of taking calculated risk, then keep listening, okay? The second characteristic to say, okay, yes, entrepreneurship is definitely for me, is are you independent? Are you independent? As an entrepreneur, you're going to have to make a lot of decisions on your own. Okay, a lot of decisions that you make are decisions that you're going to have to make on your own. If you find that you can trust your instincts and you're not afraid of rejection every now and then, because let's be real, none of us want to hear rejection every single day, all the time. Nobody wants to go through that. But if getting rejected every now and then, if you're not afraid of that, then entrepreneurship is for you, okay? Third characteristic to let you know that, yes, entrepreneurship is for you. That third characteristic is being persuasive. You may have the greatest ideal in the world, okay? I've met a lot of people who had great ideas, but they did not know how to sell their ideas. They didn't know how to get their ideas across to people to draw them in and make other people interested, okay? So even though you have the greatest ideal in the world, you have to be able to persuade your customers, employees, potential lenders, partners. You got to be able to persuade others about that. And if you're not good with being able to be persuasive, then entrepreneurship is going to be extremely challenging. Extremely challenging. Another thing is this. If you enjoy public speaking, if you like to engage new people, if you, you know, find that kind of easy to do or you make a compelling argument, you know, grounded in facts, it's likely you're poised to make your ideal successful or to succeed. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you have to be a public speaker. It doesn't mean that you have to like doing these things. But if you enjoy doing it, if you can stand up in front of people and, you know, say, hey, I got this ideal, and this is what this ideal is going to do, and this is who this ideal is targeted towards, and this is how we're going to make money with this idea. Oh, my God, isn't it great? And you can get people on board, then this is for you. Because at the end of the day, being an entrepreneur, it's about selling your idea, selling your vision to a targeted market of people to bring them on as clients. The fourth characteristic to let you know whether or not being an entrepreneur, starting your own business is for you, is are you able to negotiate? And you're probably saying, Charisse, what does negotiation skills have to do with being an entrepreneur? Well, I'm glad that you asked that, because as a small business owner, you're going to need to negotiate every single thing, whether it's leases to contract terms to rates. I mean, no matter what it is, and you may say, well, I don't have leases and contracts. Well, if you have rates, if you're a coach, you're going to have to be able to negotiate your rates with potential customers and clients, or your speaker's fee, or, you know what I'm saying, different things that you get involved in. So you have to be able to negotiate if you are going to be in business. Polished negotiation skills are going to, that's going to help you save money and keep your business running smoothly, okay? The next characteristic is being creative. Are you able to think of new ideas? Can you imagine new ways to solve problems? Entrepreneurs must be able to think creatively. And if you have insight on how to take advantage of new opportunities, entrepreneurship, it just might be a good fit for you, okay? I'm not saying you have to be the Donald Trump of entrepreneurship, but you have to be able to have some type of idea that's creative for where you're trying to go, because that's what's going to keep you afloat. And then the last thing, do you have some type of support? You have to have a support system in place. Before you start a business, it is important, imperative almost, to have a strong support system in place. Now, that does not mean you have to have 10 or 20 people. That means you need to have at least one person that you can count on, one person that you can depend on to be that sense of support. Why? Because you're going to be forced to make some important decisions, especially in the first few months of being in business for yourself. And if you don't have a support network of people or a person to help you or, you know, to do that, then it may be a problem. So one of the things that I tell people, if you're like me, when I relocated out to Texas, I didn't know anyone here in Dallas. I didn't have any biological family in Dallas. I didn't have any friends in Dallas when I moved back here. I knew absolutely nobody. Well, I shouldn't say that because I did know somebody. I was dating him, but however, that's a whole another story for another day. So that really doesn't count, okay? So basically, I knew no one, okay? So in starting my business, I had my business out on the East Coast. I had been doing Destiny Empowerment for years, and along with some other direct sales companies I had got involved with. And coming out here, I knew one of the key, chief, important things, if I was going to be successful, if I was going to relaunch or recreate or restart or make over my business in Texas, that I was going to need the right support system here in this area in order to do so. Why? Someone that can help me understand the market out in this area and those things. And because I didn't have that, what did I do? I hired myself a coach. So if you don't have that individual on hand, or you don't have a person that's able to help you with your business, I mean, you know, being that support system, there is always, you always want to make sure that you reach out and you find yourself a mentor or a good business coach that can help you do that, okay? To help you do that. So those are just some characteristics. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 characteristics. So if you've written those characteristics down, you know, I want you to go back and I want you to look at them and just seriously ask yourself the question, am I these things or do I have the ability to develop these characteristics? Because just because you may not see them in you now does not mean you don't have the ability to develop it. You've never been challenged before. So I don't want you to just throw in the towel and say, well, Sharice, I'm not persuasive and I don't know how to negotiate and I don't know how to be creative and I've never taken a risk before in my life. But are you willing to try? If you are willing to try these things out, if you're willing to be bold and launch out in the deep and say, hey, I may not have been comfortable with taking risks in the past, but I'm going to force myself to be comfortable. I may not have had to be persuasive before, but I'm going to learn how to talk that way. I'm going to learn how to negotiate. If you are willing to stretch yourself, if you are willing to take on something new, then entrepreneurship may be for you. That's right. So the next thing we're going to go into is, you know, there are 20 questions. And I like to, you know, I like the whole 20 question thing, you know. So if you're going to start a business, whether you are entrepreneur, whether you're a solo sole proprietorship, whether you're starting as a corporation and you have business partners, whether you're starting a nonprofit, whether you're starting a foundation, there's questions that you need to ask yourself, okay? So I want you to ask yourself these 20 questions to make sure that you are thinking about the right key business decision. Number one, why am I starting a business? What is your why? Why are you starting a business? Second question, what kind of business do I want? Third question, who is my ideal customer? Fourth question, what products or services will my business provide? Now, those four questions right there, if you cannot answer those four questions just literally right off of the top of your head, then that will tell you that you are not quite ready to start a business just yet. You need to understand why you're starting your business. You need to understand what kind of business you want, who your ideal customer or target market. You'll hear me talk a lot about target market when we talk in business makeover. Target market and ideal customer are one and the same. And what products or services will your business provide, okay? The next question, am I prepared to spend the time and money needed to get my business started? That goes back to investment. Am I willing to make the necessary investment of time and resources for the successfulness of my business? Once again, we're talking about starting a business. We're talking about becoming an entrepreneur. We're talking about things that you need to ask yourself before you take that leap. And if you've already taken that leap and you've started a business and you've kind of hit a dead end, or you're at a point in your life that you were in business before and you kind of stopped or hit a plateau and you're thinking about revamping some things or changing your business, then this will pertain to you as well. You need to ask yourself these questions, you know? Next question is, what differentiates my business? What makes my business different? What makes my ideas and the products or services I will provide different from others in my market? What makes my business idea and my products or my services that I will provide different from others in my market? Okay? Next question, where will my business be located? Is it a home-based business? Is it an online business? Is it a brick-and-mortar business? Will it have a physical location with an office that you go to daily? Where is it going to be located? How many employees will I need, or will I need any employees? Will I be doing it myself? Will I hire interns? Will I hire a virtual assistant? Will I need actual physical bodies to assist me with this business? What types of suppliers do I need? If I have a product-based business, do I need paper suppliers, or, you know, what do I need in order to make my business run? Big question, how much money do I need to get started? That is a question that many of us really, a lot of times, we don't like to deal with. We don't like to ask, well, you know, we think, well, I'm just going to start a business and I don't have nothing, and whatever I have, I'll just put in as I go along. No, you need to at least have a base, because if I meet you and I'm in the elevator with you and you give me your 30-second elevator pitch and you tell me about your company and what you do and all of that, I'm going to ask you if I'm interested in that business or interested in partnering with you or interested in investing in that business. I need to know, okay, well, how much does all of this cost? What do you need to move to the next phase or the next step? So in order to know what you need next, you need to know what it's going to cost to even get for every phase of your business to get it started, okay? You're going to ask yourself, am I going to get a loan? Do I need to get a loan, or will I be able to self-fund this? Will I get partners or, you know, grants? How am I going to do this? How soon will it take before my products or services are available? So if I'm starting this company and starting this business, how soon after I launch it will I have a product or service to be able to market? Okay? These are questions that you need to have asked yourself and have written down when you are thinking of starting or restarting a business. Okay, how long do I have until I start making a profit? So if I have to invest $5,000 to start, get my business started, how long will it take me in offering or selling my services or my products to recoup my investment and turn a profit? Okay, who is my competition? And when I say by competition, you know, you hear me talk a lot of on here. I've shared a lot that the only competition that I have is myself, and that's to be a better version of myself tomorrow than I am today. So when I talk about competition in this text, in this context, I'm not talking about competition from, oh, I'm competing against her. I'm meaning that if I'm a life coach, okay, or if I'm a business coach, what other business coaches are directly in my area or are targeting the exact same target market and all of that? I have to understand who else is out there. If I'm opening up a burger joint, I need to know what other burger joints are in the proximity where my location is going to be open. What are their offering? What are their pricing? I need to know what type of competition I have, okay? How will I price my product compared to that competition? How will I set up the legal structure of my business? What taxes do I need to pay? What kind of insurance do I need? How will I manage my business? And how will I advertise my business? Those are basic, basic, basic questions that every wannabe entrepreneur, every entrepreneur, every business owner, any person that is in business or looking to get in business, those are basic generic questions that you should have asked yourself and be able to answer before starting your business, okay? So in starting a business, once again, is entrepreneurship for you and the questions that you need to ask yourself before actually getting started. So now I'm going to take you through the 10 steps to starting your business. That's right. There are 10 steps, 10 basic, simple steps that many of us overlook all the time. I know I did when I started my very first business. You know, I did exactly what I said when I first started the call. I got me some business cards made up that had my name on it, and I was in business. But I didn't follow any of the legal structuring or anything that I needed to do in order. I didn't ask myself those 20 questions. I didn't even ask myself, okay, is entrepreneurship for me? Am I creative? Am I persuasive? Can I negotiate? Do I have a support system? I didn't go through any of those regimens. All I knew was this, that okay, even though I'm working in corporate America, I want to work for myself. I didn't ask myself, do you have the discipline to set your own hours and do all of those things? So this is why my show is called The Business Makeover, because I had to walk myself through the necessary steps to redo my business to the right way to make sure that I'm continually being successful, okay? So the 10 steps to right to starting your business. So we've already discovered whether or not entrepreneurship is actually for you. We've gone through the 20 questions. So now you are saying to me, Charisse, I can answer yes to those questions, and yes, I've answered these questions, and I got it written out, and I'm ready to get my business started. Okay? So starting a business, it basically involves the planning, making key financial decisions, and completing a series of legal activities, okay? So there's going to be 10 very, very easy steps that can help you plan, prepare, manage your business, and all of that good stuff and get started. So I'm only going to go through step one today. Why? Because within step one, I'm going to break down the different things within that step. So step one to starting a business is to write a business plan. That's right. I know someone's out there saying, I know she was going to say that. I was hoping I can get around from doing that. Do I really have to write a business plan? Yes, you do. The business plan isn't, even if you are not going after funding, even if you're not going after a small business loan, you may be not going after a grant, the business plan is for you. It's to make sure that you stay on track. You know exactly what you want, how you want, and what does that mean? Okay, so I'm going to go through a business plan. It's going to be the tool, you know, it's basically your written guide that's going to help you map out how you're going to start and how you're going to run your business. So within that business plan, there are different components that you have to have in place, okay? So you have your executive summary. Okay, you got that written down? Your executive summary. So your business plan, it's going to be your roadmap, okay? So what it does is give you a, you know, I always talk about the vision board. And usually when we do a vision board, we do a vision board for a year out. Well, your business plan is your written vision board. And it's a 3 to 5 year look ahead of your company, your growth, your revenue, what you're looking to do. Okay, so that's why it's important to put your business plan. So if you look at it like that, it kind of takes the tediousness out of putting it together. I know it does for me. When I think about it, it's like, oh, my God, I don't want to write all of this out. This is too much work. Why do I have to do this? Can I just pay somebody else to do it? But when I look at it, as Charisse, all it is your written vision board for your business. So the first part of your business plan or your business board is having an executive summary. An executive summary is a snapshot of your business plan as a whole. Okay, so it's going to touch on your company profile, and the goals of your company. Basically, your mission and your vision, mission and purpose. Your vision, your mission, your purpose. That's your executive summary. So your executive summary is kind of like, you know, we talk a lot about the 30-second elevator pitch. You being able to sum up in 30 seconds, so to speak, who you are, what you do, who you target, and why I should hire you or why I should, you know, target your company, take you on as a client, you know, invest in your business, what have you. So that's what the executive summary is going to do. The second part of your business plan is your company's description, okay? So your company description is going to provide information on what you do, what makes your company different from other companies in the same market, and the markets that your business will serve. So remember we talked about target market, remember we talked about competition, but not the competition where you're competing against your friend, but the competition of meaning if I have a burger joint and there's 10 other burger joints, what type of burgers are they serving, what are their pricing, and all of that information. So that's what your company description is going to explain. Okay, so if you've answered those, and if you're listening to what I'm telling you goes into this business plan, you're probably saying to yourself, oh, my God, Charisse, okay, so in the 20 questions that you told me that I should have asked myself before I decided to launch out and start this business, I would have already answered those questions. That means that I basically already have my business plan. I just have to take and put it together. Bingo! Ding, 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 ding. You are the winner. That is right. So if you've answered those questions and you have them written down somewhere, you already have your business plan. It's just about taking and pulling it from the different places that you've written it down and putting it together and formulating your plan. So your company description, you know, who are you targeting? What makes you different? What markets are you going to serve, okay? So the third part of that business plan is a market analysis. Okay, so before you are launching your business, it's going to be essential for you to research your business industry, your market, your competitors, things of that nature. Now, if you are opening a brick-and-mortar business, such as if you're opening up a hair salon, a clothing store, you're a boutique, if you're opening up a restaurant, then that's when you're going to go more in-depth with that. Now, if you are opening up, if your business is an online business, even in online businesses, you still kind of want to know who your competition is. If your business is a coaching business or a speaker's business, you kind of still want to know, okay, how many other business coaches are in my direct area or in my group? So if I am on, for instance, if my target is social media, how many people that I'm already connected to in social media that are already doing this exact same business, you know, who are they targeting? Even if they're life coaches, are they life coaches for men or for women or for teens or for seniors or for, you know, millennials? And, you know, do they target just a certain thing? So you want to do an analysis of what's going on in your sphere of business. Okay, this is going to be very important in the future. The fourth portion, the fourth part of your business plan is your organization and the management. So every business is basically structured differently. So you're going to find out the best organization and management structure that you want to put in place for your business. Once again, this is if you're opening up some type of corporation, if you're opening up like a financial institution, an investment firm, a real estate, you know, company, if you're opening up a restaurant, things of that nature. Now, if it's just a small home-based business that you're starting, you don't have to go into a whole lot of detail as far as the management standpoint of it, unless that you're only starting home-based and your desire is to eventually branch out, or even if you keep it as a home-based business, even if you're going to just continually work out of your home and still have other employees working for you and they may be working for their home as well, you're probably saying, Sharice, what do you mean? Okay, I mean this. So I have my business, Destiny Empowerment, right? So I may reach out to others. They may not work directly in my office, but I may reach out to say, hey, I need a social media marketer. So I'm looking for someone to come and work for Destiny Empowerment to do all of our social media marketing. Okay, now I want an assistant that works, a personal assistant that works directly with me, but I also need a business assistant that takes care of the needs of the business. Now we need to hire in an accountant. Now we need to bring in someone that does all of our graphics and our design. Now we need to bring in a videographer because we have our television network and all of that. So you have to know the different components of your company, the structure of how your business and what, that's why your business plan is a 3 to 5 year outreach, you know, a outlook on where your business is right now before starting and where you want it to be in 3 years and in 5 years. Okay, so that's why these things are key. So the next part of that business plan is your service or product line. What do you sell? What are you offering? How does it benefit your customers? What is the product life cycle, if any? Okay, so you want to get tips on how to tell the story about your product or your service. How are you going to market it? How are you going to, it goes back to, remember we were talking about, do you have these characteristics? And if you have these characteristics, it lets you know that, yeah, being an entrepreneur may be for you. And one of those characteristics was that persuasive, you know, you being a persuasive person. So you have to be able to, you know, with the services and the products that you're going to offer, you have to be able to persuade people to say, you know, to say, hey, man, I really like what she's doing and I like what she's talking about and I love her branding and her logo and all of that great stuff. And, yeah, I want to go and I want to be her client or I want to be his client or I want to go eat at that restaurant or I want to go shop at that boutique, okay? So you have to get creative with being able to explain to people, to tell the story about the product or the service that you're offering. Okay, the sixth part of your business plan is your marketing and your sales. How do you plan to market your business? What is your sales strategy? Okay, so marketing and branding are two different things. This is where you're probably going to say, hey, I need to hire a marketing firm to come up with some marketing ideas. Or I need to go online if the money is not in your budget to hire a marketing team or marketing firm in the beginning stages of starting your business, then you want to go online and you want to spend time researching different ways that you can market your business yourself. But you need to understand marketing your business and branding your business are two different aspects. And we'll talk about branding all on its own a little bit in the future, but over, like I said, over the next few weeks, we're going to go over and break down the 10 things, 10 simple, easy steps in order to start a business. I'm going to spend the time to kind of break each step down like we're doing with this one, which is making sure you have a business plan, okay? The seventh thing is funding requests, okay? You have to decide if you're going to be seeking funding for your business. You're going to have to find out the necessary information you should include in that plan. So if you are going after private funding, if you're going after investors, if you're going the traditional route through a financial institute, if you're going after a small business loan, if you are a woman in business and, you know, you're going to use all of the perks that come with that, if you're going after grant money, so however you're choosing to fund your business, if it's even if it is coming out of your own pocket, you still need to have a funding funding request. You still need to say, okay, I have a 401k that I've been putting X amount of dollars in from corporate America, and I'm going to be utilizing these funds to do X, Y, and Z, and this is how these funds are going to be used, or this is where I'm going to be pulling this money from, okay? If you're not going to be using your if you're not going to be using your own money and you're going to be going through regular funding, then you will need to research and see, okay, what is this individual? If I'm going to go through the Small Business Association, the SBA, then what are they what are the requirements from them in order for me to request funding? If I'm going to go through my local bank, what is the requirements for me to get a loan in order to do this? So you need to make sure that when you are writing your business plan, if there is a funding request, meaning that if that is a portion of you're going to have to request assistance, then you need to find out who, once you decide which route you're going to go, you need to research and find out what you need to have in place in order to request funds from that institute. Okay, the eighth thing on your business plan is your financial projections. Okay, so if you need funding, providing financial projections to back up your request is going to be critical. It's going to be critical. So you're going to be able to find out what information you need to include in your financial projections for your small business. You're going to have to find that out. What are the projections? So if you're requesting money from a financial institute, if you're requesting money, even if you're doing a grant, you're looking to get grant money, or you're looking to bring in investors, you need to give out financial projections. So if it's a bank, that bank wants to know, if I'm giving you a $50,000 loan, how is this money going to be utilized? How are you going to be able to repay this loan back to me? At what interest rate, over what rate of time? You have to be able to do the projections. So that's why the first part of your business plan is so critical, and understanding your target market, understanding the products and the services that you're offering, understanding the vision and mission of your business and of your company, having a marketing strategy, understanding your organization and the management team. All of those things become critical when you get down to the financial projection, because if you don't have those other things in place on the business plan, there's no way for you to be able to clearly project how your business now is going to make money. How are you going to make money, okay? And then the ninth thing you want to have in your business plan is your appendix. So the appendix, and it's optional. You don't always have to have it. It's optional, but it is a useful place to include information such as a resume, your permit, any leases, you know, and that's based on, like, if you have a brick-and-mortar business. Once again, you don't have to put that in there if you're doing a home-based business. But if you have a brick-and-mortar business or something like that, you want to put that information in there. And then we're going to go over on the next one how to make your business plan stand out. So what makes your business unique? Determining, you know, this, it can basically help you stand out from a crowd and give you advantage over your competitors. So that was step one in starting your business, which was creating a business plan. Yes, your business plan is like your vision board, but it's a written vision board. So if you've missed any of the show today, don't worry, you'll be able to catch it in the archives. And remember, this is a series that we're going to be speaking on over the next few weeks on how to start a business the right way. I'm giving you 10 tips on getting started, and tip number one was writing that business plan and breaking down the different components of that business plan, okay? So on next week's show, we'll be breaking down how to choose your business structure. So make sure you join us here next Tuesday from 6 o'clock to 6:45 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Business Makeover with your business coach, Sharice Riley. And let me help you get your business started the right way. Until next time, guys, I want you to be successful. I want you to go after your vision, go after your dream, go after your purpose with passion. And listen, I don't care what it looks like. As long as you believe in you, any and everything is possible. Until next week, guys, be blessed.